Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Well, good morning or evening, if this is when you're listening to our podcast. For me, it's just early morning. My name is Megan Henderson, and I am one of the founders of the Restful Project. And I am so excited that you have tuned in as we are continuing to kick off our season 3 of our podcast. We are so thrilled that you are here. So this week, in September, we are diving into different aspects of the Holy Habit Learn. And we chose Learn for September because going back to school kind of gives everybody this sense of like wanting to relearn something or to learn something new, even if you're an adult. Like, it's still something in us, like we like to learn new things. And so that's our overarching holy habit this month. But each week we are going to dive into a smaller holy habit and just sort of spend time talking about each one individually. So for this week, we are talking about self-care. Now, let me caveat this with saying I personally believe that self-care has turned into a little bit of a monster, I guess I could say, in today's society. A little bit of a selfish idea. So when we're talking about self-care this week, we are not talking about I'm feeling blue, so I need to go buy myself a new purse, or I owe myself a whole day at the spa. And there is nothing wrong with those things. But self-care from a biblical perspective does not mean indulgence. Even though I will be the first to admit I love my $6 lattes and get one about once a week, that is not what I'm meaning by self-care. In today's society, I think self-care has a much more selfish view than what our biblical perspective is to be. So when we're framing self-care in a biblical perspective, it's hard to find exact things in the Bible that show self-care in terms of using that word specifically, self-care. But when we look at Jesus' life, we see a lot of overarching themes that he continually does that, to me, embody what we as Christians should be focusing on in self-care. So to start with, Jesus was very intentional. I have found that when I spend some quiet time every morning with the Lord, and I intentionally spend that time with him, my whole perspective is framed differently. It still might be a bad day, but when I spend time specifically with the Lord every morning and be intentional with what I do at that time, my day is framed in a different mindset. Jesus often modeled this. You often saw Jesus sneaking off, going to pray, leaving his disciples and going to pray, taking a few of his disciples to keep watch and going to pray. Jesus was always sneaking off, breaking away from his busy schedule to spend time with the Lord. For me, that's an important part of Christian self-care. If our Heavenly Father had to spend time, if the Son had to spend time with the Heavenly Father, we do too. So that to me is an important aspect of Christian self-care. I also think that treating our bodies appropriately and well are another form of Christian self-care. The Bible very specifically states that our bodies are a temple and we are to treat them as if God gave us this gift, because he did. And so I try to think of things like proper exercise, mindful eating, making sure we are eating properly in my house. Those are all other forms of self-care. And they sometimes are not the most exciting. Sometimes it can feel like a checklist. Oh, I've got to work out today. Check. Did I make dinner? Check. Can we eat McDonald's tonight? You know, but taking care of our bodies and taking care of this earthly temple that he's given us, whether we love it or not, to me is a form of appropriate Christian self-care. And so, again, that goes along with being intentional, making sure we're framing our days and our weeks in a way that we can properly take care of our bodies. And how does that happen? And when you have young children, sometimes that has to look a little creative. Maybe it's early in the morning. Maybe it's late in the afternoon. Maybe you and your husband have to tag team on the weekends. You know, I'm going to go to the gym and then you need to go on a walk or whatever it is. But we've got to make sure that we are properly fueling and taking care of our bodies in a way that glorifies God. Another thing that you see a lot in scripture is Jesus taking care of others. And you might be thinking, well, that's not really self-care. I take care of my family all the time. And this is true. But what we see in scripture is that Jesus takes joy in taking care of others. And I think that's an important aspect that we have lost just a little bit. And so, you know, maybe it's a step beyond taking care of your family. Maybe it's your family going to take care of other people. Maybe it's your family, volunteering once a month at the local homeless shelter to serve food. Maybe it's your family, cooking a meal for someone in need and delivering it together. Making sure we're opening our eyes to those around us and seeing and taking care of their needs really does bring us a lot of joy and a lot of satisfaction. And when we think of self-care in terms of using ourselves to glorify God, that is a wonderful way to not only share God's love with others, but to bring you a satisfaction and a happiness that only can come with serving the Father. Another thing that I like to do is I do like to make sure that I have some time for myself to spend time with the Lord, doing things that he's created me to enjoy. So once a week, I schedule in my planner, just like any other appointment, I schedule a me night. And it could be any of the night of the week. For us, Mondays seem to just be a night when no one's committed to anything. So for Mondays, I've kind of made it my Monday me night. And after all the chores are done and my son is in bed, I do like to spend time doing something that I enjoy, whether that's going on a prayer walk or working on my son's scrapbook or reading a good book. I do set aside time for me once a week to rest and recharge by doing an activity that I love. And while I'm doing it, I may be playing some Christian music, I may be in prayer, I may just be enjoying the silence. But I do think that setting intentional time to the side for us to do things that we enjoy, because God created us to each have our own personal set of likes and dislikes, our own personal habits. I do not think that is selfish at all. I think that is an opportunity for not only us to rest and recharge, but for us to spend time with him as we enjoy something that he's created us to do. And it's not a wild, crazy, expensive time. Sometimes it's only an hour based on our day, but setting aside time for me to enjoy something that I, to participate in something that I enjoy, does bring me closer to the Lord, because he created me to enjoy those things. So anyways, as we're talking about self-care, I would encourage you to reframe your perspective. And self-care is not expensive or selfish or all time-consuming. Self-care is just small ways that we can enjoy what the Lord has given us, that we can enjoy spending time with him, we can enjoy spending time with others that he's created, and using it as a time to really refresh and recharge ourselves so we can continue to serve him in his kingdom. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'd love your thoughts. If you have any thoughts on self-care or any practices that you do, please let us know. We would love to know that. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you back next week.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.